Sphere Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Vanity kills. is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Took so long. Yeah.
Last Tuesday, we lost an icon, a pioneer, and an all-round genius, the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne. And we knew he was ill for a little while, but still a huge shock. And the world of music and heavy metal has lost an icon, as I say. And, you know, I'm joined by Chris and Ellie, and we have a new volunteer here. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Brad Middleton. I don't really know what to say about myself, really.
We'll start with that for that, but we'll talk to you a bit more later on in the show. And, I was absolutely gobsmacked at Ozzy Osbourne.
The same.
I mean, he looked, I mean, don't get me wrong, he looked really pale, frail.
And
he did
concert,
look poorly.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have said on his death's door poorly.
No,
which was a shame.
Definitely
not. I mean, and I think that's like said, I think actually he knew he was going, and that's why he did that concert. Mm. He'd like to say his final goodbye to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I remember seeing he did another one of his songs called "Mama, I'm Coming Home," right, and it was quite isolated. So I think he knew something that nobody else did.
Yeah.
But he is one of the co-founders of heavy metal, alongside, you know, his the fellow bandmates of Black Sabbath, and they've influenced so many bands. I mean, Metallica, Iron Maiden, Motörhead, just to name a few. So,
I mean,
it will be missed.
I mean, I'm going to say he was nicknamed the Prince of Darkness, but really, I'm going to say this: he's actually the King of Heavy Metal.
Yeah.
I'd say.
That's also a name. Yeah,
definitely. And you know what? He's going to be missed, but also. Talking about sad news, Hulk Hogan.
That's the other one. Yeah, that was a bit of a shock as well.
I mean, it's true what we say. We're losing our legends. We are losing our legends. I mean, I grew up watching Hulk Hogan. I grew up watching Ozzy Osbourne, to name a few. I mean, how do I put it? It's the shocker, really. It's just shocking what could happen any day.
It is. Forever how long Community's Live goes on for, we will continue to be playing songs from Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath to honour his legacy and remember the absolute talent that he was. But in today's show, we're going to talk about a certain local music festival that happened just last weekend, and I am talking about Tramlines, of course. Did you both go to Tramlines, or at least listen to Tramlines?
Well, I went to Tramlines, I've got a couple of interviews, but I'm still in the making at the moment. I mean, I've still got to do a bit of editing, but I will play them out as soon as I can. I have got an interview with the Sherlocks, who was one of the headliners on Sunday. And we also had the Rosendocks as well. And very nice bands as well, very nice people. And as for Sheffield's finest act as well, that played on Friday, Pulp, I mean, yeah.
I got to see them.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see them, unfortunately. I mean, we did have the opportunity, but I had to go home, unfortunately. So I didn't see Pulp, unfortunately, which I'm a bit gutted about. But I mean, I think this is the way it should be, really, for Tramlines. I mean, if you're listening to this Tramlines, I mean, this is my opinion. We've got to have a Sheffield band doing it
every year.
I've got to have a Sheffield band.
Definitely.
I mean, never whether it's the Sherlocks, whether it's Human League, ABC, Def Leppard, even. Arctic Monkeys, we've got to have one who is doing
like,
their
sort of like celebrates like Sheffield's talent, and to be honest, South Yorkshire as well. It's nice to have a South Yorkshire band.
I mean, there's been quite a few complaints about last year. Well, not complaints, but they were saying like, why didn't we put Human League last on the Sunday instead of like Snow Patrol? Nothing wrong with Snow Patrol at all, but we were saying like, if you were doing a Sheffield gig and it's a Sheffield band,
you'd want Sheffield music.
You
exactly.
would think Sheffield. You would think you would put the Sheffield band first. The best to last, really. And I mean, a legendary band like Human League.
Yeah.
and you would have thought they would have done that, but you never know, do you? I mean, it's like, who would you like to see it? Who would you like to see at Tramlines, actually? Because we had Pulp, we had Human League, Reverend Nevermakers, we've had the Sherlocks. Who would you like to see?
It'd have to be Def Leppard for me in terms of, you know, Sheffield's music scene.
Put it there, mate. I said that exactly. What do you think, Brad?
I think I'd agree with Def Leppard. Definitely.
Thank you for that.
Well, we're all in agreement. So, this time next year, you never know, we might be seeing or possibly interviewing.
Who knows? Well, fingers crossed. I mean, I would love for an interview. I mean, I've tried to get Pulp, I've tried to get Human League, but they're too popular, they're too big now, and I think they're too big a bands, if you get what I mean. I mean, we're close to legends now. And, I mean, if you're listening to Human League, and if you're listening to Pulp, call us. I mean, we would love an interview with you. But other than that, we'll keep trying.
Yes, and speaking of Pulp, we did play them a couple of weeks ago when we did the Farewell Redmill show, and one of their best songs, but we are going to play their other best song right now, just for this little break.
Strange. head in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged, shrugged then moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, it's my coming, come alive. And by the way, this time I'll get it right. Not a shaman or a showman, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design, I was playing to time. Until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. No one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swivel.
I'd do a double whammy of Pulp there, Spike Island, and just before that, Disco 2000. And it actually just clicked in my mind whilst Spike Island was on. They actually performed that when I was there on Friday at Tramwines, and I got to see that live. And they were brilliant, Pulp, on Friday. I mean, they've never forgotten their Sheffield roots, so I think especially Jarvis Cocker was just pleased to be back home. In performing in front of, his home city.
You know what? I mean, I'm gutted, I'll be honest with you, because I missed Pulp. I didn't get the chance to see him. I had to go straight home, which was a shame. But, I mean, we've just listened to Spike Island, and I mean, it's such a great song.
One of the lyrics, I think, is "I was born to perform." I think that just sums Jarvis Cocker up in a nutshell. He was born to perform. He's such an entertainer and a good one at that.
I mean, it's been their new album. We've just only released a new album from about 10, 15 years ago or something like that. It's been a long, long time. Because I think we only just reunited about, was it 2002, 2003, something like that?
Around that time, yeah. I'm not too sure, so don't quote me on it.
Yeah, don't quote me on that, guys. I mean, we had a long break. And I'm actually surprised that we actually decided to make a new album. I thought we might have just done like what Oasis would have done, like just do a reunion tour, and then what happens from there. Whether they break up again or whether they
continue
remains to be seen, doesn't it?
We were saying just before we went on air, Brad, you live around the Hillsborough Park area, don't you?
Yeah, just down the road. Yeah.
Did you manage to catch, to hear Pulp performing or get to see through a fence or something?
Yeah, I was, like a lot of people, I was up at the top of the playground where you can get like a good view over the fence.
I might have walked past you whilst I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Might have seen you coming to think about it.
Yeah, do you know the bit where it's like the snaky bit along the top of the... I was sat on right at the back of there, where it sits up, because like, I felt like that gets like one of the best views of where the main stage was.
Was it like the sound good as well? You could hear clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, the atmosphere, especially when Disco 2000 came on, everybody jumping around and...
Yeah, the atmosphere seemed mental.
I'm not sure if there was a mosh pit of such towards the front, because I was right at the back, so I couldn't really see like... At the front, back, I saw people like dancing around, and there was, even like children getting involved who were listening to Pulp via parents or even grandparents.
Mm. I mean, other than this year's Tramlines, I want to ask you. I mean, have you been to ever any other Tramlines?
I've been to like the ones that were back when it were free in town. Like I went to the one when it was at the Peace Gardens.
Sure,
and. Since it started coming to Hillsborough Park, I've always just, what I've just said, I'd sit at the back of the playground and try and peek over the fence, like. So.
I mean, it's amazing how tramlines have become massive over the years, isn't it?
The growth of it is just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you were there. I mean, was you there for the 10th anniversary when we had Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds?
Well, I remember the concert. I was away, I think, I believe. But I saw, highlight videos and everything. I mean, this was my first Tramlines this year because I was doing some volunteering work and I managed to hear a few of the bands and I got to see... Well, it was the first half of Pulp on on the Friday because getting back to mine from Hills was a bit of a nightmare.
But also, I mean, I've heard a rumour that there was another Sheffield legend that joined Pulp as well.
It was
Richard Hall.
Richard Hall, we did join and I got to see that bit as well.
Right, I'm mad with myself now because I've missed it. I can't believe I missed such an iconic performance. I'm so upset with myself now. So moving on now, but I wanted to talk about the 10th anniversary, which was we had Stereophonics back then, and then it was Craig David's TS5.
Was it Sam Fender as well? Or was that a different year?
No, I think that was a different year. Then we had Noel Gallagher's High Flying. In fact, I'm not actually, don't quote me on that because I'm not actually sure. But I know we had High Flying Birds, Noel Gallagher, Stereophonics, and Craig David's TS5. Now, talking about Craig David, that's another sore subject for me because I had the chance to meet him at the Middle World Christmas Live.
Oh, yeah.
But my nice mother of mine decided to book a holiday. So, unfortunately, I missed that one as well. And I never forgave her for that one. So, love you really, Mum, but still a bit of a sore subject. Craig David, to get to meet Craig David, once in a lifetime opportunity, gone. But she decided we have to have a holiday in Knaresborough instead, so we did decide to do that. And the holiday was nice, don't get me wrong, but...
I was going to say, was the holiday nice, was it?
No, but the holiday was great, but Craig David, but, yeah, so...
Just moving on now, and we're going to talk about a fairly local band from just up the road in Rotherham. who headlined on the Saturday. I am talking about the Ratings, of course.
Yes.
Only recently found out about them in the build-up to Tramlines. Do you two listen to them at all?
I've heard of them. I mean, they are from Rotherham.
They are from Rotherham.
And, you know, this is a first for Tramlines. And I think it should be like this, because they are the first unsigned band ever to perform for Tramlines. Why not? Why not do it for an unsigned band? And you know what? It gives everybody else a chance as well to perform a headliner. You know, it's not all. It shouldn't always be the signed biggest bands. Yeah, great and all, but give somebody else a chance, I think.
I mean, I saw a lot of Ratings shirts going around the whole weekend. So they seem to be like an up and coming, like the next big thing in South Yorkshire, and they've done Sheffield Arena in the past. I'm sure they probably did the Leadmill as well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But it was great to see them in front of, I don't know the capacity around the main stage, but thousands of people all enjoying and, you know, bouncing along to the music and singing along. And this could be the making of them.
Yeah.
And they could, as I say, the next big thing.
Yeah. I mean, to perform in front of 40,000 people, I mean, that's no joke, is it? You know what I mean?
For a first, like, big performance, that's pretty impressive.
I mean, I have got another Sheffield band, but we'll play them later on. We're not very well known, but I want you to listen to their songs. But we'll play the Ratings first. So, Oliver, do you want to introduce our next song?
Yes, this is the Ratings with Low Life.
Off his top, he's trying to text her while one eyes him makes pretty others all over the shop. There's gonna be a whole lot of trouble when he gets back home, and when the key fumbles in that lock, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble if he makes it back. But I don't think that he's gonna stop. Not for nothing, he's a low life. Do you live a low life? Yeah, the boy is everything she dreamed, I'm sure. In the kitchen, the curtains are twitching, she's down to her last cigarette. There's gonna be a whole lot of bother when he gets back now, because she knows that he won't come clean. There's gonna be a whole lot of bother if he gets back now, because he's obvious that he's been up to summer. He's a lowlife, dirty little lowlife. Yeah, the boy is everything she dreamed, I'm sure.
We'll be right back. you can hear. I got pretty music in my ear. Cause I'm a punk rocker, yes I am. Well, I'm a punk rocker, yes I am. Cause I'm a punk rocker, yes I am. Well, I'm a punk rocker, yes I am.
The ratings with Lowlife, and we decided to play another song, Chris's request, by a band called Lena and the Lions, and it's a cover of a song that was originally made by the Teddy Bears, and later Iggy Pop was featured, where, and it was also featured on the new Superman movie. Chris, who is this band? Because you know quite a bit about them.
Right, well, it's Lena and the Lions. I mean, I've known them for quite a long time. They used to do tribute bands. It used to be a tribute for Diana Ross and the Supremes. My cousin Brad used to be the drummer. He doesn't do it now, but it still drums, but it does for another group. They're also from Sheffield, so I know them pretty well, actually. I know them very well. I've done quite a few interviews with them. They've came to our studio a couple of times.
Always welcome back as well.
And they always welcome back, and let's get into Tram Lies. Let's get into Tram Lies, because you know what? It's people, it's groups like that we need to hear.
It'll, you know, make their names themselves, and hopefully not their, I know it's a cliche, but it's not their 15 minutes of fame. It will be, like, you know, the making of them, and
yes,
someone could spot them and be like, so we want this band to be performing around the country and eventually internationally.
Yeah, and you know what? If we can get the ratings, if the ratings can do it, War and Unsigned Man, just like Lena and the Lions, why not Lena and the Lions? Why not?
Why not? Did Lena and the Lions ever do the Red Mill? Just coming to think about it, if you know.
No, I don't think we have.
Should have been there as well before the closure.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Red Mill is like, if you get into the Red Mill, you've made it, because the Red Mill is an iconic.
It forever will be.
I mean, you Human League, Def Leppard, Arctic Monkeys,
Pulp,
they were the make, that was the making of them. Led Mill.
Any big band or upcoming band from Sheffield who's performed there, say, I've made it.
But it's not just, I mean, not just Sheffield bands, though. I mean, you had Coldplay, Chris Martin,
Killers,
you had
Killers,
Kings of Leon, you had Kiefer Sutherland from 24. I don't know if you know, do you know Kiefer Sutherland?
The name sounds familiar, but I'm not too sure.
He plays Jack Bauer in 24. If you haven't seen 24, it's quite a long series. It's like 24 for anybody that doesn't know it. It's like one season equals one day,
right.
So therefore, it's like spies and action and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's a terrorist plot, and it all happens within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So you got like 24 episodes, which. It can drag on quite a bit, but I mean, other than that, Kiefer Sutherland played twice at the Lead Mill. And I've also heard that now that Lead Mill has been closed down, which is a shame, really. I want your thoughts on this, really. They're going to change the name to Electric Sheffield. What's your thoughts?
I think it's a strange name, and just the fact that they're changing the name at all from the Lead Mill is weird, because the Lead Mill is, as we were just saying, it's a legendary music venue that everyone's played at. So it's just a strange strange name change.
I'm not a huge fan initially, and don't think my opinion will change. It'll always be the Red Mill to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And because when you come up towards the building, it says the Red Mill at the top of the building, and for that to be, I'm not sure they're going to keep that, you know, as like a memoir or anything.
But... Well, I think I've heard rumours that that's going to go. I think Pope wants it, you know.
He mentioned on Friday that there's a plaque at the entrance about saying Pope first played here in 1980.
And he wants that, doesn't he? Yeah.
He was asking, saying, is it still on the building? And if it is, can someone like just scrape it off and give it to me?
Yeah.
But he's not being like shy about his thoughts about getting this.
Should we try and get it and see if we can get an interview with him? Let's see if
worth
we
a try.
Yeah, first come, first served. I mean, if a plaque's still there, hands off, we'll take it and we'll get Jarvis Cocker in here. Let's do an interview
with him.
One way
to get him in. We're coming to the final few minutes of the show, and we mentioned about Def Leppard saying they're like, you know, number one band we'd like to see at Tramwise next year. And do you both have any other, let's say, three other bands you'd like to see next year at Tramwines?
Do you have to be local or not local?
Don't have to be local.
Anybody?
Well, definitely Def Leppard.
Yes.
We were just playing Lena and the Lions. I think they should definitely play. I would suggest something a bit heavier, but I don't know if Tramwines is a really... heavy sort of
usually
band.
It's more like pop kind of
festival rock, I call it.
Usually like British or Irish at times as well.
Yeah,
I would say probably the Killers or like someone like Rod Stewart, someone like that. Yeah. You know, like because we have to have a different genre, mixture of songs. I mean, there's been a couple of heavy metal songs as well. Yeah. Why not? To me, like, I agree with Def Leppard. I think Def Leppard could be one.
I think they'd be the heaviest that they would have, I think. Probably. Considering what kind of music they do play at Tramwise.
Bon Jovi. I mean, we're dreaming here. Def Leppard, definitely. Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
That's another possibility.
Yeah.
ABC, Heaven 17 could be another one. Lena and the Lions, definitely. I think Lena and Levin should play next year. All being well, so let's try and hopefully get them there. Yeah. I kind of agree. I think it depends on. We need a party style kind of. Music, I think, and we need something that's gonna make people feel good.
Yeah.
So, I think I think definitely between Def Leppard, Arctic Monkeys, Lena and the Lions, definitely, and somebody else.
I'm gonna say we're all in agreement with Def Leppard. We shook on it earlier in the show. I'd like to see the Cortinas back. I think they've done it before, but based on concerts I've seen, I mean, they've done Glastonbury in the last couple of years. They've done Manchester, their hometown. But based on like how they get the crowds going, I'd love to see them on the main stage.
Now you're gonna look at me. You're probably gonna look at me in disgust here, but I've never heard of a Cortinas.
I'd recommend giving them a listen there.
So I think I've heard of Kasabian. I mean, Kasabian were great. Mm. We need coming here to the end of the time. I mean, it's flawed, isn't it?
I know.
So we've got enough for one more song. So what do you want to play?
I'll get on to that in a minute. But Brad, thank you for joining. And Chris, how can volunteers? Register their interest in joining Sheffield Live before we finish.
Yeah, and I want to say I've had a great time at Tramwise. I mean, I went to the press pits and we got some photos and some videos of the bands playing live. We were right in front of us. And if you want to get involved in stuff like that and also join our show, because we're still looking for volunteers, we're still looking for producers, presenters. I mean, you could either take a presenting role or you could take a role behind the scenes and make our news stories, but still come into the studio anyway. We are looking for volunteers, so if you are interested, please get in touch with us at our Communities Live Facebook page. We also have our very own Sheffield Live website, and we also have an email address at chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Again, we have our very own Communities Live Facebook page. You can get in contact with us on our Sheffield Live website and our very own chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next Thursday with a couple of interviews from Tramlines, and we'll talk more later on.
Thank you very much, Chris. We're going to end with Sunday's headliner, a certain band from Leicester by the name of Kasabian, and this is one of the most famous songs we're going to end. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Take me tonight, I'm an easy lover. Take me into the fire, I'm an easy brother. I'm on fire.